the wind, fine wind keeps you warm, certainly. It's kind of turning point, obviously, the red card with you.
Well, I think turning point in terms of the result. I think the performance level was good. I thought we were really good today. I thought we were dominant. But you need that. The breakthrough is difficult in this league to get, and I think the penalty first is the important thing, and then obviously the fact that Jason had been booked, I think, earlier means it's a red card. And scoring the second goal so quickly after it means that we're able to see the game out from there. So a really good afternoon for us.
What was
wrong with Lewis? Tonsillitis. He'd been diagnosed with tonsillitis on Friday. He'd been ill on Thursday, so there was no way he could be involved in the game. But hopefully, once antibiotics run its course, he'll be back in the squad next week.
Got a habit of scoring good goals.
Yeah, he sent me there, he scored more than I did from right back when I played with someone, so in a shorter period of time. But yeah, I think that it's something that he's got the technical quality to do that, and if you can add it to his game from the full back area, then it strengthens his attributes as a player. But I thought he was very good throughout the course of the game today, so pleased for him individually. Yeah.
You've got to change shape up a little bit today as well, which shows you the options you've got.
Yeah, it was obviously Lewis was only ruled out yesterday, so we took a little chance in that respect because we normally do a lot of planning and stuff, so we had to do things very quickly in that regard. But Danny and Gav putting up together, I thought, worked really well. I thought Danny was excellent. It's been really hard for him because he's not had many opportunities, but I thought he was really good today. And for us it's good because we're aware that because of the success we've had in the way we've played, that teams know what we do and what we're good at, so sometimes it's nice to have that option to do something different if you like as well. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it's a really good record. Testament to the players that have been involved in that, because the personnel have changed at times as well. But it's a record to be proud of, and a record that, stating the obvious, but it gives you a really good platform to win games and a really good platform to have success.
I know you're only focusing yourself, but the Livingston and the NT games have been off as well. So how did you open that gap up for you further?
Yeah, it's been a peculiar season in that sense that it's happened fairly regularly recently, and what we've managed to do well is those opportunities we've usually taken. We're aware that the games that teams have in hand mean that they can get close to us, but to be at 60 points with the equivalent of a quarter left in the season, with 9 games left, is a good total, and it gives us a really good chance of achieving success. Gary obviously played last week and we kept the clean sheet, and the personnel will change. We had a really good consistency in selection over a period of time, but part of that was forced upon us because we had quite a few injuries. But now we're fit and healthy again, it gives us the opportunity to keep things fresh, and because guys like Ian, who's been in and out recently, Jack played a lot of games this season, so it's great for me as a manager to be able to do that. And the bonus on top of that is everybody that's coming in is staking claims to stay in the team, which makes my job harder but nicer at the same time.
Before the game as well,
so
yourselves and the players
donating
some
money
towards them getting
banners
and stuff.
Yeah,
it's obviously
like
an important part of.
That's just so they can make another one of me. That's the only reason. The atmosphere in the stadium's changed a lot in the last 12 to 18 months, and you understand that what we do on the pitch is a massive part to play in that, but the group that have got themselves together and create that atmosphere are terrific, and the players really appreciate it. So it was their idea. It's really just a small contribution because these guys obviously put their hands in their pockets to do materials and produce what they do. So it's a small way of showing our gratitude, and the biggest form of gratitude we can show is keep winning games, which we did today. So a nice gesture from the players and the staff to do that as well.
Lewis Morgan missing out today, he's a lot of the headlines because he's such a good player and he got his move. Kind of shows people that, not that you're a one-man team, but it shows with him out, still putting a performance like that as well.
Yeah, because I think people that don't see us week in, week out would sometimes jump on that bandwagon and say that, because he has been a match winner for us on occasions this season. But we have a good squad of players, and you're right, for us it's nice to prove to people we can be dominant in a game and win it without somebody of his quality, because he is a very good player. It'd be a nice problem to have next week if he's fit and healthy again. But yeah, nice to put that myth to bed maybe with some people as well.